What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is complacency and giving up. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. Okay, so there's this interesting dynamic, right? At the time I'm making this this podcast for you, we're just at the end of August. And it's interesting what happens usually about halfway through the year. And the reason I bring this up is because we're only a couple months away from, you know, setting up the next year, planning your business, planning your life, and starting to dream a little bit for the following year. And it's so important to understand how dangerous goals can be and how valuable they can be, right? They keep our eyes on the target and do a lot of things. But, you know, I'm always a big fan of having long-term dreams and short-term plans. And the reason for that is this. I don't know if you've ever experienced this situation, but what a lot of people will do is they will set goals at the beginning of the year, and they have these long-term, they make a business plan, right, for 12 months. Well, business changes so fast now that very rarely do you end up following an entire plan. You know, things change, strategies change. I've even been heard saying that business planning isn't what you need. You need a strategy is what you need. And then you adjust along the way. There's also been the saying of, a business plan is a working document. But that's not, this podcast isn't about business planning per se, but I want to talk to you about goals. Because I think it's important for us to realize that one of two things happen when people set goals, especially around this time of year. They set their goals at the beginning of the year and they have these big goals. I want to make $1 million. I want to make $500,000. I want to, you know, go on a vacation, whatever it is, right? They set these big, big goals. And then they get halfway through the year and one of two things will happen. Number one, they will be way ahead of their goal and they start to have complacency. So they're way on top of their goal, which means you didn't set your target high enough. But then again, how could you know that, right? That's why I like to tend to think bigger. I like to stretch. I like goals that I don't think I can hit, which is interesting, right? Like, because my whole thing is about you being a champion and you hitting your goals and you achieving and winning in competition and all that kind of stuff. But I like hitting goals that, like, if I hit that goal, it would be incredible. And it's for that reason, because you can get ahead of being on track and now complacency sets in. And complacency is a disease of the soul. It takes away the inspiration. It takes away the consistency. It takes away the competitive drive. It takes away all that stuff that has gotten you on track in the first place. And so you have to watch out when you set goals. You have to watch out that you don't get complacent. Because complacency is one of the number one things that cause people not to go to the next level in their business, in their life, and in their relationships too, right? The law of familiarity. But the other dynamic that we're talking about here is you could be 6 months into it and realize, oh my God, I am so far away from that I will never achieve it. In which case, you give up. And what do? You end up changing the goals. You know what? Maybe I don't want to make $1 million. Maybe it's just, okay, maybe what can I still pull off? And that is a recipe for disaster, because you know what you end up doing? Every single year, year in and year out, you end up doing the same production over and over and over and over. Same life, same business, same life, same business, because you keep adjusting the goal. And all the while, not realizing that the purpose of the goal was not to hit the goal. The purpose of the goal was to grow into the person, to grow into the business that is required to hit that goal. So what you end up doing is you end up shooting yourself in the foot by changing the goal. And what I want to invite you to do is never change the goal. Change the actions, change the strategy. And one of the ways that I did this, you know, I do this with my coaching clients, I've been doing this for years now, is I do something called Bet Your Best Week Ever. Now this has been stolen from me a lot, and other coaches have taken it and used it, and that's totally okay. My mission is to, you know, help as many people as possible. If that's through other coaches using my material, it is all good. But I basically want to walk you through that, what the best week ever is right now. So the best week ever, you basically take your goal that you have set for the year, and then you're going to break it down into weekly chunks. Because here's what I found. When you have these long-term goals, that's why I tell you to have long-term dreams but short-term plans. That's what this best week ever is really all about. And what I've found is we have these long-term goals that are so far in the future that we don't even feel like they're for us. Most people cannot see 12 months into the future. And so it's so far away that we just don't take the actions right now where we're standing to move us forward, taking that next step, taking that next step. So this best week ever, I want to invite you to kind of go through it and use it so that you can keep yourself on a short-term plan, right? So the first thing you're going to do in this best week ever is you're going to write down your goals. They can be the 12-month goals, or they can be, but in this exercise, what I'd like you to do is write down the 12-month goal, but then specifically, what are the short-term goals this week that you want to accomplish that would move you forward towards that long-term goal? So you have your short-term goals, your short-term focus, right? And I'd prefer this to be one to three things, because getting past three things, studies have proven if you have more than three goals at any given time, each goal has less of a chance of being reached. One goal has a high probability of being reached. So one to three things that you're focused on this week, some outcomes that you want to have happen. Then the second thing I want you to do is I want you to write down one to three actions that would naturally get you there. The needle movers, if you will. You're going to write down the needle movers and then, you know, no more than three things. And then step three, you're going to start to control the environment to allow you to do those things. You see, a lot of times our environment is what gets in the way. Our environment creates distractions and all these different things. And a lot of times you think that you need to be more disciplined, but the truth is your environment is just set up in such a way where even a really, really disciplined person would get off track. And I promise you, if you do that exercise, you are going to remove complacency and you are going to, you're also not going to give up on your goals, because you're going to stay focused on the next step, the next step, the next step. And that is how you build an empire. You build it one stone at a time, one stone at a time. But if you keep focusing on the end, it becomes very tough to do. You either fall into one of those two categories that we talked about earlier. So something to consider is this. What the best week ever has you do is it has you focus on the now. It has you focus on the present and what needs to get done right now. So that way, as you do that, as you keep your head down, you end up focusing on the process and letting the outcome take care of itself. And that's really what I want to invite you to do. I want to invite you to fall in love with the game, fall in love with the process. Because if you do that, the outcomes take care of themselves. You know, a lot of you listening to this podcast know that I used to play professional baseball. And in professional baseball, really just baseball in general, anytime the batter that's hitting is focused on trying to hit a home run, things don't go so well. But when they focus on all the things they need to do in the offensive strategy and in their swing and, you know, all the mechanics they need to, when they start focusing on the process, the home run takes care of itself. That's what I'm going to invite you to do. I want to invite you to fall in love with the game, fall in love with the process. And it doesn't matter where you are. Don't change the goals, change the actions. What actions do you need to do this week? What's your best week ever in terms of goals, outcomes, appointments, new clients? Maybe maybe it's a date night in your relationship. I don't know where it is in your life, but what's the best week ever? Write that down. Give me the one or two or three actions that would naturally get you there, and then set up your environment to win and watch what happens, okay? So where is it in your life you need to have your best week ever? And where have you started to kind of give up because you're behind on your goals? Or where have you gotten complacent because you're way ahead? And start to develop and restructure so that you can be effective going forward, okay? So that's all I've got for you today on this Find a Way Daily. If you like this or you know somebody that should be listening to this, please forward it over to them. I am absolutely grateful for you giving me your ear. It's my mission in life is to serve you. So I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you haven't said hi on Facebook or Instagram or any of those platforms, come over and say hi. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and go find a way to win.